Chapitre 10, Study Guide. Let's continue with more French pronouns. You remember, in the previous chapters, we studied the possessive adjectives mon, ton, son, notre, votre, leur, etc., and the demonstrative adjectives ce, cette, cette, c'est. Now, let's take a look at the corresponding pronouns. First, a little grammatical review. What's the difference between a pronoun and an adjective? An adjective is followed by a noun and adds additional information about that noun. Ce plat, cette tarte, ma grand-mère. A pronoun replaces a noun. You don't repeat the noun. Je préfère mon plat. Je préfère le mien. Sa tarte est onctueuse. La sienne est onctueuse. Possessive pronouns. Possessive pronouns replace a possessive adjective followed by a noun. As always in French, the pronouns will change according to the number and gender of the noun it replaces, not the gender and number of the speaker. It's the same logic as with the possessive adjective, but the noun is included in the concept. Mine, le mien, la mienne, les miens, les miennes. Ma fille, la mienne. Mon fils, le mien. Mes filles, les miennes. Mes fils, les miens. It doesn't matter whether I am a man or a woman, one person or several people. What matters is the gender and number of the word that is being replaced. I'm not going to repeat the logic and examples for each variation. I think you get it. Yours, for tu. Le tien, la tienne, les tiens, les tiennes. His, le sien, la sienne, les siens, les siennes. Hers, le sien, la sienne, les siens, les siennes. It's le sien, la sienne, les siens, les siennes. Ours, le nôtre, la nôtre, les nôtres. Both feminine and masculine. Yours, for vous. Le vôtre, la vôtre, les vôtres. Both feminine and masculine. Theirs, le leur, la leur, les leurs. Both feminine and masculine. Do not mistake les siens and le leur. Les siens, he, she or it, is the owner of several items. Le leur, they, is the owner of one item. Demonstrative pronouns. Demonstrative pronouns replace a demonstrative adjective followed by a noun. This one, that one, these ones, those ones. To translate the concept of this one over here and that one over there, we add si and la to them. Si tends to be closer, la farther, but it's not set in stone. Often, we just use them interchangeably, or to reinforce the position of two different items. Note that we also often use these demonstrative pronouns in a live situation and point to the object, person, as well. A. For one item. This one. Celui-ci. Celle-ci. That one. Celui-là. Celle-là. B. For several items. These ones. Ceux-ci. Celle-ci. Those ones. Ceux-là. Celle-là. Note that you can combine this notion with a possessive notion. Celle de ma grand-mère. The one of my grandmother. My grandmother's one. Watch out! These little words are tricky in French. Even though you understand the logic right now, you may forget it in the future. It takes a lot of repetition to remember both logic and the different forms in French. Exercise. For this exercise, I invite you to refer to the PDF, since I'm going to record the answers directly. Fill in the blanks according to the model. C'est ton stylo ou c'est celui de Claudia? Non, c'est le mien. Or, c'est le sien. 1. C'est ta chemise ou c'est celle de Claudia? Non, c'est la mienne. 2. C'est ta bague ou c'est celle de Claudia? C'est la sienne. 3. Ce sont tes chaussures ou ce sont celles de Claudia? Non, ce sont les miennes. 4. C'est ton sac ou c'est celui de Claudia? C'est le sien. 5. Ce sont tes boucles d'oreilles ou ce sont celles de Claudia? Ce sont les siennes.